came from above to show me how to love. Flying away, I lose touch with the dove. The way you look at me, I'm too. My heartbeat rise. I gently grab your hair, girl, this love is rare. You are a gem I'd steal with only seconds to spare. The way you look at me, I'm too.
Dr. Teresa Velasquez with Pageant Reporter Hollywood Connections, and I'm your host, and I am a former beauty queen, and I have doctorates in management and leadership. I have a private patrol operator license owner, and we have some wonderful guests here. I also have Deborah on the phone. We have Dr. Leslie Duffy. She is a former beauty queen as well, and she has a practice as well, right? You have
yes.
Practice. And then we have Jimmy, James Bell, her husband, former military. He's an attorney as well. We have some amazing people. We have NJ, that's his stage name, Nathan Hutchins from the UK. And we have Deborah Hammer. She is a journalist, a musician, and she's an actress, and she has her little dog stories today. We're talking about the rescue dogs and nonprofit organizations. That's our topic today. Kella, are you there? We're waiting for Kella to get on. She asked me for the link to the StreamYard, so she should be able to get in there. So, could you tell us a little bit about your story? You have how many dogs do you have, Leslie? Dr. Leslie Duffy?
We have two dogs right now. My favorite dog of all time was a rescue dog. Her name was Grace. She lived to be 11 years old. So when I was newly married, I just had moved to Kentucky. I didn't know anyone. Both my grandfather and father died of cancer within 2 years of each other. I was in Kentucky all by myself. I was in medical school. It was a big struggle. It was very difficult. And I was on the borderline of having a nervous breakdown. And so I got my dog Grace, named Grace because she was my saving grace. And she just turned things around for me. She gave me somebody to look forward to come home to, somebody to take care of, somebody to love. You know, they always want attention, and they bring so much joy to your life. They help you forget about your problems, and you can just focus on them, and it's just unconditional love. So, you know, she will always have a special place in my heart, and I miss her very much.
Absolutely. So, And then we have her husband, Jimmy, James Bell. And you share these dogs, these little rescue dogs, or... I think you're on mute, Jimmy.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to send you a message.
At the time I was in Oklahoma when she was in Kentucky, I was finishing up my schooling, and I'd had a chihuahua that died, and she kind of made me get a rescue dog. It was supposed to be an American bulldog, kind of looked like a beagle, don't really know what kind of dog it was. But we ended up sharing the dog. At the time, you know, she had her dog in Kentucky, and I had my dog here. And it was just like her. I was, after my dog, the chihuahua, passed away, I was in a pretty deep state of depression. He was like 15 years old. And I didn't want another dog. She made me get it. But once we got her, my attitude towards life changed. I was happy again. I had, you know, my little buddy with me all the time. And I mean, with getting that dog is probably the second best thing I ever did next to getting her.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, there's some really nice stories. Deborah, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Deborah. And Deborah's on the phone, so we can hear Deborah. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about your story. She's Deborah Hemmer. She's a journalist, and she's a musician and also an actress. And she has some stories about her pets, her rescue pets. She sent some really nice photos. I did get some photos from you, Dr. Kella, and I posted that up too. So I posted the ones from Dr. Leslie and Jimmy. And so we have that on there. Also, so Deborah, tell us about your rescue dogs.
Okay, well, the first one that really comes to mind as really that would be the little dog, the little black spaniel mix,
yeah,
black and white, to female dog that I actually saw being abandoned by people late on a March, cold March night, windy night, across from our house. They were in a car, and I heard the car going around, circling around. I wondered what it was all about. So I looked out the window of our door, and I saw this little dog being shoved out of the car in the night, and the car driving off. And I couldn't figure that out. And then I heard the car again, and apparently the little dog had made its way back home, wherever this car had come from, and I saw this happening again. I thought two or three times, and I was absolutely shocked. And the poor little thing made her way across the street to our house, where we had a big front porch, and I saw that she was exhausted. And she began to take a fall asleep near the door. It was a refuge for her. The next morning, she was still there, and so I told my mom, and we took her to the veterinarian to be checked out. And there was really no reason why that would happen. She was not a really young dog, but not real old, about 4 or 5 years old. She was spayed in good condition, so there was no reason. But we took her in, and we had two larger dogs, male, German Shepherd, and another Collie Shepherd dog. And we had to teach them to accept her, so we just made a home for her and had to go through the process of helping them to adjust to a new dog. And since she was a female, it was a little challenging, but it worked out. And so that was really the number one type of rescuing an animal literally off the street who was abandoned in front of your place. And why, I don't know. And the other one we took in, my dog, Barney, I had the newspaper that was supposedly written by him. His name was Arnie, and he had orange. He was an unusual looking dog, very smart. Collie and Shepherd mix with an orange head. You've seen the pictures. And a black body, Collie and German Shepherd. Extremely intelligent, but not wanted particularly. But the people who had him, I think his owner had gone to the military and moved away. The people he was left with ran an ad in the newspaper that was cleverly written. Hello, my name is Arnie. I need a home. I'm 5 months old. And that was attracted me to the idea. I wanted a little pet dog of my own. that time, the only dogs we had were more attached to my my parents, my mother, stepfather. So we answered the ad, and he took to me. And to accept, I mean, he began to guard me all the time. And 5 months old on, he was my dog, literally, to the point of being obsessive, almost to bad, kind of comical. Extremely smart, with a temper. That redhead was no lie. And he would bark at anybody who came even the slightest bit close to me. And even nobody could get near me, absolutely. Where I went, he went. You know, that was it. And so that was, you know, he too wouldn't have been wanted. They felt sorry for him, but they did put the ad in the newspaper. And of course, Shepherd, he too has some health issues. He had really serious health issues that we didn't know about right away, but he too wasn't wanted by someone, and he'd been taken in before we got Arnie. And huge dog, he developed arthritis, which is so sad to watch, and he picked it up off the floor at night. Well, they may be 7 years old. Required special attention, medication for that, and before that, dietary problems that caused a lot of money.
There's always going to be something, because I've spent quite a bit on my five rescue dogs, and you know, taking them to the vets and all that. And excuse me, Deborah and Jay here. He's Hutchins, and Nathan Hutchins is his name. He's from the UK, and he's the one with the song Butterflies, and. I wanted to, and how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time, isn't it?
Yes, it has. Oh my goodness. So you're getting back to your music, and I understand, and you're going to put out some new stuff?
Yep. I've got a crazy amount of new songs. It's kind of going through at the moment to see what to actually pick to put out first, basically. There's a lot going on. Yeah, it's good.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear. And your kids are doing well?
Really well, actually, yes. Yeah, it's been a rocky road, as you're aware, but
kids
things have definitely taken a turn.
You have five,
sorry?
Right? Kids. Don't you have, like, five kids? And then you have a pet, don't you? You have a cat?
Oh, yes, yeah, I've got a cat as well.
But is that your rescue cat? Keeping you company. How cute. What's the kitty's name?
She doesn't realize it, but she's famous already.
What's her name?
Lily.
Lily?
Lily.
Lily. Oh, okay, Lily. So how long have you had Lily?
Probably about 3 years now, actually. Yeah.
Look at the dog here. Lily's dog. Oh my goodness. They're so wonderful. They keep you in a good mood, and you know, they're
definitely
loyal company. And they're
big time.
Loving sentient beings, you know, and they're just wonderful. Look at that. He's licking Jimmy's face over there. So anyone that's, you know, sees the dog out there, help them and rescue them. And so sometimes I see them out there, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I'm, you know, I just feel for them. And it's hard not to not, you know, help them to me. It's just like, I wish I could just take them all in, but I can't because I've already got five. So anything you could do. And Dr. Kella Price, you are a rescue, you rescue animals. Is this an organization that you have, or is this working with an organization? You help out the rescue animals?
So I actually have always had pets of my own from a very young age, and have always enjoyed the companionship of dogs and cats. And I had a friend who I kept seeing on social media that she was fostering animals, little puppies and dogs that have been injured. And I thought, I have such a love for animals. I would love to make this impact. So I got involved with two different rescues here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And now I'm plugged in with all of the shelters in our area and a number of different rescue groups. So in addition to having dogs and cats at my home. Currently, I have, I had to think for a minute, nine dogs.
You open up a pet grooming place, you know, those pet grooming places and where you can keep them overnight. Because your house is getting filled.
They're all at my house. But I work with two rescues and I'm at maximum capacity right now. And I usually rescue the animals that are on the kill list for the day. So every day shelters are posting lists of animals that are going to be euthanized. Sadly, a lot of that is due to space. So those animals are going to be killed just due to space, not because they're sickly or they have behavioral issues or anything like that. And so I rescue those, but when I don't have space, I help network the animals. So there's a number of rescues that I will find dogs that are great dogs that need a place to go and tag rescues and try to find fosters or adoptive parents. Some of the dogs we actually ship out of Texas to other areas. We shipped a dog to Canada last week. We shipped dogs to Colorado. One of the dogs I fostered got on a transport today to go to its forever home in Maine. So that's like super exciting.
Yeah.
But so it's how do you do this?
Excuse me, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you find these people? Social media?
A lot. It's all social media. Some of them I don't know. I'm in a bunch of groups for people who like certain types of dogs. So typically, if there is, for example, a lab on the last call list, I will go in the groups of people who love labs and have labs already and post pictures of that animal to try to get them placed. There's also specific groups for fosters and rescues, but it's a lot of networking and sharing video and photos because there are just so many. I have some statistics that I looked up for you today, some current statistics. There are 7.6 million animals in the shelters in the United States. And over the course of a year, Texas Health and Human Services says that we euthanize 15 million dogs and cats every year. 15 million. This is a huge cost to us as taxpayers. In addition to hurting my heart as an animal lover, USA Today says that this costs taxpayers $2 billion to collect these animals, house them, kill them, and dispose of them.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense, huh?
That's messed up.
Yeah, it's staggering. It's a huge population problem. So we have 10,000 humans born in the United States every day, and 70,000 puppies and kittens. So where do all these animals go? It's a struggle because cats are a great example. You have one unspayed cat. Through its mating and offspring over a period of 9 years, and most cats live about twice that, produces over 11,000 offspring from one cat that's not spayed or neutered. So reproduction is just one piece of it. Having people that are responsible to have their dogs spayed and neutered. And going to the shelters to find their furry friends instead of using a backyard breeder and having a commitment to have that animal because there are so many abandoned animals. And sadly, some of it we see because we're in a recession right now, times are hard, money is tight for people. And so some people are getting displaced into smaller housing that they're moving from a house to an apartment and their dog is not allowed at the apartment. Or times are tough and they don't have money to feed their animal or they're displaced and they're homeless. I've seen a lot of that recently, that people are living in their cars and they want a better life for their animals. So they're giving up their animals. Sadly, Most of these animals, when they end up at the shelter, they have less than 1 week to find a home before they're killed. 1 week. So it's just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You could go away on vacation and your dog could get loose and it could be dead before you get back because you didn't go to collect it because they're that full. It's really sad.
Right. Yeah, that's why you should always have your ID, the ID on the collar. I found a dog the other day and it had his home address, his phone number, the name. Pokey was his name. So it was skip hopping away from where I was. So I drove over to the person's the house, knocked on the door, said, "Your Pokey's here." Pokey, he was like, "Oh, I'm so really," you know, he was all excited. But that dog would not, he was crying to me. He was right attached to my leg. He was like, "Oh," like he was scared. And animals, you know, are attracted to me because I love animals. So I guess they know that, you know. And so, but the guy, the caregiver, the person at the house was, he was very happy. But if he wouldn't have had that address and his name and the number, what would have happened to Pokey? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, microchipping is another great option. And you can take a dog, if you find a stray animal, to any veterinary office or shelter and get them scanned to see if they have a microchip. Unfortunately, a lot of these dogs that are dumped, the person sometimes will not reclaim them for whatever reason, and or they've forgotten to update their information, so it takes time to track down the owner. So that's so important. The other thing that I really wanted to share that I've seen a lot in the last couple months are dogs that are being brought to the shelter because sadly their owner is aging and they've either gone into a nursing care facility or they're on hospice or passed away, and that individual did not have information in their will and money provisions to care for their animal. So their beloved pet, a family member, or if they don't have family, dumps them off at the shelter and these dogs are getting killed in it. It's so sad because if I was the owner, I would be livid that my family discarded my dog after my death. So it's so important to make those provisions in your will for your animal and provide some funding if you're able, because rescues are more likely to take an animal when it has funding backed. So if something happens to you, you have that peace of mind that your beloved pet is going to be cared for and loved.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. Very true. And I have one that was, he was just looking at me. I was in the parking area, and Giles is his name. Had him for a long time. And he was just looking at me. It's like, "Oh, okay." And then my neighbor goes by and I says, "Could you take care of that dog? He looks lost, you know?" So, but the neighbor didn't care because I got home after work and the dog was right there where I was the first time. So, you know, I was like, this dog is waiting for me. I'm thinking, you know, and so I'm like, "Okay, come on. Because I, you know, I wanted to feed it." And it followed me, and I, you know, it was, he was all happy. He followed me in, and that was it. But he did have his information as well on his neck and his collar. And I called up the owner. And she said, "Oh, yeah, I couldn't keep it because, you know, he was barking too much. And they you know, they're going to throw me out and yada, yada." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So, you know, she goes, "Oh, I had to give it to somebody else." So I guess the dog maybe went out to find her or something. I don't know what happened. But anyway, she said to me, "If you want to keep Giles, go ahead." And I said, "Okay." But I wanted to check. I wanted to make sure. So I kept Giles, and he's been with me ever since. I did have to change all the information. So that's important to change your information, your update, all that as well, in case the dog takes off again. so far so good. He's been with me many years. You know, he's a little chihuahua, beautiful little chihuahua. He's in one of the pictures I sent. So I love my animals. So yeah, definitely. So you only have one cat, MJ?
I do, yeah. Six kids and a cat's enough for me.
Six, okay. I said five. I thought it was five. You have six kids. And what are their
ages? Six kids and a cat.
What are the ages?
Sorry?
The ages of your children?
So I've got a 12-year-old boy, nearly 11-year-old girl, boy and girl twins, and they are 9. And then I've got a little boy, 8, and a little boy, 7. So.
Wow, they're cute. Yeah. That's a cute age, all those ages.
They're good ages.
Yeah, I have
a daughter. Bad ages.
Yeah, but I remember when she was, 7, 8, 9, 10, and just cute, you know, and that she'd go everywhere with me. Now she's a woman, so she does her own thing, but. Yeah, cute. That is wonderful. Enjoy them. Enjoy them while they're little.
Definitely.
They're gone. You know. So anyway, we're going to be playing. Are we ready for the next song? Do we have a song? Okay, go for it. All right. God bless everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. They both hold beauty and sweet love for me, but I can only have one for eternity. For God made one woman for one man, but I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. One will bloom and blossom, the other fade away. My poor heart will both live and die today. As I'm standing on the mountain, staring at heaven above, Lord, please forgive me, it's both of them I love. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. Signal, please give me a sign. The orchid or the rose, which one do I make mine? For God made one woman for one man, but I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. Is like an orchid, the other like a rose.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the